Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. This is episode 111 of The Big Show. And as ever, I am just thrilled to have you here. Thank you so much for continuing to tune in and download and listen week after week. I really do appreciate it. There is a ton of stuff to talk about. Just a whole bunch of interesting news that I kind of want to talk through and, you know, give you some thoughts on and how these might apply to you and how you can use them to advantage your business, to grow your business in a really positive way. So leading off, there's a report out from MarketingLand that rounded up data from people like IBM and from StatCounter showing that traffic from mobile devices has reached basically about 50% of all online U.S. retail traffic during Valentine's Day. So they were using Valentine's Day data. What were people shopping for? When were people shopping? And how were people shopping? And have seen that there's been immense growth in mobile traffic, with it now accounting for about half, 46.5% of all online traffic, up over 25%, up 26.5%, where by comparison, online shopping rose just over 10%. So it's a big difference, right? Mobile is growing at a huge rate compared to typical online shopping, traditional desktop, etc. Even more impressive is the fact that purchases grew at a 35% rate. Now, while that still means they only account for 23% of all online sales, so somewhere between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 purchases were made via mobile, the growth is actually faster than the growth in traffic. This is it's a really interesting point to note and something you've really got to watch for. Because the way a lot of the media is covering these stories, and I'm not sitting here like, oh, the media makes up their own narrative, but it's really interesting to me that the way this is being covered is mobile is driving a lot of traffic, but you're still getting your sales from PCs. And that's true, because somewhere between 75 and 80% of the purchases are happening on desktop, right? That's a fact. But the growth of mobile purchases have increased at a much faster rate than the traffic has, or than overall online shopping has. So it is a big, big difference in terms of how quickly we're going to get there. The fact that people, quote unquote, don't buy on mobile today is A, increasingly becoming untrue, and B, is becoming untrue at a faster rate than the fact that people, you know, say that it is. Just because of the numbers, you know, point to what's happening here. 35% growth year over year in sales, as opposed to only, quote unquote, 26.5% growth in traffic, and both outpacing overall e-commerce traffic. Now, smartphones still make up the bulk of that traffic with almost 35% of it. Tablets are only 12.5%, but tablets actually produce 12.5% of sales, while smartphones accounted for just 11% of sales. So there is a difference there, and I think it's a difference we want to pay attention to, and it's a difference we want to watch. But don't get drawn into a narrative that says, oh, people aren't buying on smartphones and they won't. Somewhere between 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 are. And so you really need to be looking for opportunities to say, how do we make this a better experience still? Because it's pretty clear your competition is going to do the same thing. Now, you know, I'm talking about the fact that you've got to watch the narrative. I saw a great bit of data from marketing charts that I thought was really interesting, where they talked about they surveyed a whole bunch of consumers about their use of mobile commerce. This is PwC. And they said that 6 in 10 online shoppers agree that they're happy to receive offers or coupons via their mobile phone, but only about 3 in 10 are happy for stores to establish their location through their mobile phone, which makes sense. Privacy concerns, things along those lines. However, the real funny bit of the survey to me was that only about 1/4 of the people surveyed agreed that their mobile phones will become their main tool for which to purchase items. And half said they have never done so using a tablet and never done so via a mobile phone or smartphone. What I think is interesting is that only 1 in 4 said that their mobile phone would become their main tool. And yet we're already at a point where, according to the IBM data we just talked about, 1 in 4 are using their smartphone to purchase. So that's kind of crazy, right? That's kind of a big deal that people say one thing, but then do something else. And that's always been true. I'm not trying to, you know, tease your customers or make fun of your customers. We all do the same thing. What we think we'll do, and then what we will later do, often don't line up, simply because right now, most people aren't concerned about how well their mobile phone is going to work as a main way of doing things or not. They're simply making a choice based on what's available to them, what works for them, what actually helps them accomplish their goals. Future Commerce, the Future of Commerce blog, has a great piece about this, and I've written something about this in the past that's so worth thinking about. Your customers do what they do because you help them do it or you don't help them do it. And because they trust that you're helping them do it or because they don't trust that you're helping them do it. You know, as the Future of Commerce blog said, consumers buy brands that they feel they can trust. Your brand reputation isn't a list of features and attributes that shoppers compare to make rational buying decision. How shoppers feel about your brand is an emotional decision that gets made and then justified with reason. If you help customers make purchasing easy on mobile, they're going to trust you more. We went through this with desktop e-commerce. This was a really normal thing. And as people got more comfortable with it, and as we as marketers and as e-commerce professionals improved the experience for our customers, just like I was talking about last week, right? The customer experience is probably a big component of the future of e-commerce and a big, big component of the future of marketing. The reason is because it helps people trust you, helps your customers understand that you're on their side, and also fits into their increasingly busy lives. I wrote a piece a couple months back, where I said, you know, the only time your customers care about you is when you help them solve a problem. And not just any problem, but their problem. It doesn't make them bad people. They've just got a lot to do. So your job is to solve your customers' problems quickly and easily and painlessly so that they can get on with the many, many things they need to do every single day. And when you do a good job of that, they're going to buy from you. on desktop, on tablet, and on mobile. Today, it's just too hard in too many cases. Now, the AgFam folks, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, are doing a really great job of trying to fix that. Amazon has now launched its 1-hour delivery service in Manhattan. You can get free 2-hour delivery from 6 a.m. to midnight, with 1-hour delivery available for an extra $8, $7.99, if you're a Prime member. And it applies to products like paper towels. This is all according to TechCrunch. It applies to products like paper towels, shampoo, books, toys, batteries, other general household items. That's really crazy. Crazy in the sense of that's what we're talking about. Provide customers a really good experience. Make it simple. And I bet you a lot of folks in Manhattan are going to start taking advantage of this, because they're making it really easy. They're solving the customer's problem quickly and easily. And when you do that really well, it doesn't matter what the data says. It doesn't matter what the aggregated data says. It will matter what your data says, because it will matter what your customers do. And when you make it easy for your customers to do what you want them to do, they tend to do it a lot more often. So think really long and hard about how you can actually improve your customer's experience on mobile, on desktop, on tablet. Make it simple for them to do the things they're trying to do anyway. And odds are they will. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time again this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find there. You will, of course, find this week's show notes there as well, with links to the data and the stories that I referenced. And I want to remind you, you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should turn up for any of those search terms. And of course, you can email me. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com with any comments, questions, complaints, concerns, anything that happens to be top of mind for you. I would love to hear from you. I'd really do appreciate the emails, and I'll look forward to hearing what you have to say. So with that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.